Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard with the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Welcome to another Parents with the Past Network show. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I'm going to promise you another wonderful show. When I say another wonderful show, I mean really and truly mean an informative show, folks. An informative show. Show that hopefully forces you to stop and want to take some notes and ask some questions and jot some things down and reflect on, you know, some of your experiences and, you know, all those things. I want all those things to come into play when you hear what we have to talk about this evening. You know, and looking at this past week, you know, ran across a large number of great things that happened and took place, all the way down to had the opportunity to attend a few more showcase events. And as I'm sitting there at the showcase events, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the number of young athletes, and, you know, they're all excited about being a part of what was going on. And, you know, you have a number of coaches that was out there in the stands, and, you know, they were out just to show their faces and look and see where their next prospect was going to come from. And as a result, I think, for the most part, with the good level of competition that I've had the opportunity to witness, I think it was a very good plus for everybody. So on that note, I say hats off to the young men and young ladies that was out there performing and trying to show off their talents and trying to secure a spot for their future. On a very sad note, I shouldn't say a sad note, I'll just say an interesting note. Also, you know, I tell you each and every weekend I have an opportunity to check out ESPN's show Outside the Lines. And Outside the Lines had, and if you had a chance to look at the episode this morning, Sunday morning, had a chance to look at the episode this morning, they touched on a few things that really caught my attention, and I thought right off the bat I needed to address this on the show this evening. They talk about a situation where I believe it was, again, in New Jersey, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on in New Jersey, but, I don't know what state, because it could happen anywhere. So I'm just going to give you the background behind it. Well, evidently you had a young man that had committed to a school. You know how young men, they all excited, they make their verbal commitment and they want to go and they want to attend a particular school. And, you know, the coach that's there at the time is excited about having them come there. You know, right around the corner for, the National Signing Day, February 1st, and everybody's getting all excited and hyped up and everything else. Well, in the process, you have a situation where the coaching staff has now left the school that the young man was planning to attend. Folks, we often say, and I myself have a different opinion on this, but I often hear parents say, well, and I hear other folks that's trying to convince our children to say, well, we're not going there for that particular coach. We're going there because that's a great institution. Well, folks, first let me give you a breakdown on that part. Just from a perspective here at the Parents Coach the Parents Network, from a perspective of a parent that has been through the process and has watched a lot of it unfold right here in front of my face. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you a hypothetical situation. Here you have a coaching staff that's there, and, you know, they're all into your child, and they're heavily recruiting your child, and you as a parent, which is a key thing that we must do, has a chance to sit down and interact with that coach. So while having the opportunity to sit down and interact with that coach, you know, you get a very good vibe from the coach. You get the feeling that that coach will be someone that will help your child grow and mature. So you feel very comfortable with that situation. And I honestly believe, and if I'm wrong, then please, you know, call in, let me know, hey, you're way off base. You know, you need to get a grip. You need to check yourself, whatever the case is. But the situation being, you get a very good vibe that, you know, that coach is going to help develop your child. So as a result, you know, talk to the coach over the next few months or so, and, you know, you seem to have a very good rapport, good relationship with that coach, and your child seems to take towards that coach. And let me say this. In all honesty, you know, that coach is doing what he or she needs to do to build that rapport with your child because he wants your child to get there. But you need to, as a parent, you need to look at the real character of that coach. You need to look past all the red carpet and the fluff that he's going to give you, and what's something we're going to talk about later on this evening, and look at the real character of that coach. And in doing so, feeling comfortable that, okay, hey, I'm going to send my child to this school, or my son wants to go to this school, and I'm going to support him. Because let's flip that over. Do you really and truly want to send your child to a school where you have a coach that really and truly has no real desire to develop that child other than to play that sport? What do I mean by that? You got to realize the coach is with your child for the next 3 or 4 years and 5 years in some cases. He has to have some morals and some values and a character similar to what you have instilled in your child over the last 16, 17, 18 years. If not, there are many cases where all that can go right out the window. I don't think any one of you parents, now correct me if I'm wrong again. Hold on, let me stop right here. Folks, you know what? If you want to call in and join this conversation, 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Call in, join this conversation. If I'm saying something that sounds off base or off track or whatever, please let me know, and we could discuss it. We could discuss it. Everybody's opinion is important because everybody has different experiences. Going back to what I was saying, would you want to send your child to a school where the coach's character is questionable? you have a situation where a coach tell you, hey, you know, we're all about family. You raised your child to be all about family. You know, all about, you know, looking after the siblings, you know, it's a family cohesion. The family makes things work. And you know, and on all teams that he has played on or she has played on, it's always been about the family. You and all the other parents got along. All the kids got along. You know, they seen each other at school. They interacted with each other, not only, you know, in the school and other different settings. So it was more a family structured environment. Now, you hear Coach talk about it's all about family, how his wife is involved with the team, and, you know, he's involved with the team. Of course, he's doing his coaching thing, but the wife is involved with the team and, you know, all these other little things. But yet and still, you don't really see that family concept coming from him. He has some things that appear to be a little questionable. He's sitting at your school, and all of a sudden, he's looking at every female teacher that walks by. But he's a family man. That's a question for me. As a grown man, as an adult, as a man that's trying to raise my child to have some morals and great character and have some serious value to his life, that's a character question for me. You know, to look at a coach that's out there that's promoting family, but he's trying to peek at every little skirt that walks down the hallway if we're at the school doing anything. Problem. If you see a coach where you went to one of their games and the coach's courtside manner isn't something that you would even accept or you wouldn't even do to your child, how could you trust that coach to continue to develop your child if you're hearing some of the expletives that the coach is sharing, you know, courtside, and not having no problem with who he's sharing it with, whether or not it's one of the players or whether or not it's one of his assistants or whether or not it's the referee or whatever the case may be. If he's using some words that you would not even use in the presence of your own child, then there may be, again, a problem. So when I go back and I talk about how sending your child to a school where, you know, you want to make sure that that coach's character is in tune and in line with what you have instilled in your child thus far, I think that's very important. Others may tell you, no, you want to send your child to the school because it's a great institution. He or she is going to get the education regardless if they're going to a school on a scholarship. Now, in the hype about, oh, this is such a fine institution here, this is Stanford, or this is Harvard, or this is Yale, or this is University of Virginia, or this is the University of Georgia. Okay, all well, fine and dandy. This is UCLA. UC Berkeley, you know, all well, fine and dandy. Education is an education. All depends on how he or she applies it thereafter. Again, you want to join the conversation, 917-889-8095. Give us a call, join in on this conversation this evening, because I'm going to continue to talk about this because I want to hit you to some things that you may not know about recruiting. Okay, getting a little deeper into that subject, listening to Outside the Lines, as I started out talking about. Outside the Lines talked about how a young man had committed to a school. Coaching staff then left the school. The new coaching staff came in, and guess what? When the young man reached out to the coach and said, hey, coach, you know, I'm still interested in coming to your program. The coach informs him at that time, well, I don't have any more scholarships available. But this kid had already committed to the school and had been committed for my understanding, a number of years. Or at least a year. But just because the coaching staff, whether or not they got fired, whether or not they just moved on, found another job, whatever the case may be, I'm assuming that it probably was a termination. Because in a lot of cases, you know, when coaches move on to another school, pick up another program, you know, say they're going to another program because of the simple fact that, you know, a better playing program, or, you know, they're trying to do some things for their family, so they're going to a bigger program. They normally look at some of the kids that they already had on their recruiting board and try to persuade those kids to come with them. I've seen that firsthand as well. Now, how does something like that affect the incoming coach? Well, now he has a chance to look at some of the kids that he was looking at, or start from scratch and bring some in. A lot of things can happen for you. A lot of things can make it work. But when you got a situation where the coach has moved on and now he no longer, or that young man no longer has a spot because the incoming coach has informed him, well, I don't have any more scholarships available. What kind of situation is that? There's a problem there. Because when he came in, when he stepped foot on that campus, he should have looked at what kids was on the board, what kids was available, and said from there, hey, let me reach out to this family and find out if these kids still plan to attend this university. If not, then I'll move on and pick up some of my kids. Not waiting until the young man attempts to contact him and then tell the young man, well, hey, I don't have any more scholarships available. That's wrong. There's a problem there. You know, oftentimes our children are the ones that catch the bad end of the stick. But the coaches are able to do as they please. Less, you know, I'm gonna have to say this. I'm gonna have to keep saying this. And then, matter of fact, I heard somebody say this morning on another show that I was listening to, the Sports Edge, by a good gentleman by the name of Coach Rick Wolf. You know, young lady out of New York clearly stated they're athlete students. Quit with this stuff about their student athlete. As long as somebody can sell you and let you drink that Kool-Aid, then you're going to continue to believe that. And as long as you continue to believe that, then you're going to say that they're student athletes. And then at the end of the day, these kids are being raked over the coal. They're athlete students. Because if they decided, just like we've had in the last year or so, when you've had some young men that decided to, well, we're not going to the bowl game, or we're going to sit out this next game because of the simple fact that we need to get some resolution on this investigation. Happened to a number of schools over the last year. So, they're athlete students. Quit with this stuff about student athletes. I'm not buying that okey-doke. And you shouldn't be buying it either. Don't drink that Kool-Aid. That Kool-Aid tastes sour. Got too much lemon or something, and something's wrong with it. But anyway, moving right along on to what I was saying. So the young man found out that he no longer had a scholarship available to him, what that was being offered to him. So now he's stuck with his senior year, months away from graduation, and he don't even know he's going to school next year. All the way up until now, he had planned to go to school X. And now school X no longer has a scholarship available, so now he's back on the drawing board. All other schools have moved away from him that was recruiting him at one point in time due to the simple fact that once he committed to school X, everybody else, just out of respect, backed off. So where is that child left? Why are coaches able to do that? you know, the sad part about it, this verbal commitment holds no water, and they place no value on it. But if it was really and truly a child that they wanted, really and truly an athlete that they wanted, they would try to hold that athlete's feet to the fire and don't let him out of that commitment. Just like going on and signing the letter of intent. Okay? That's an agreement between that athlete and then that institution. They'll tell you that quick. You know, just to get you off of the fact of that could be, hey, you decided to go to that institution based upon that coach that was there, and you knew that that coach had a great development plan that would do something for your child and make sure that your child grew up to be the great man or woman that he or she has been practicing to be all their life, that you have tried to instill in them, you know. But these situations, folks, are things that we as parents must stay engaged in, must be involved in, must understand. And when it's time for us to ask these questions, This is a game. And when it gets to where our children are trying to go to college, it becomes a business. That's at the collegiate level. It becomes a business. And you'll hear folks say that all the time. It becomes a business. So if it becomes a business, then that makes these athletes professionals, because these athletes are the laborers of this business. Help me understand it. You know, we sit back and we always say, oh, yeah, it's a business. Okay, if this is a business, again, then the laborers of this business are the professionals that's holding it down. So we need to make sure that if we're going to talk about them being in this business, then we must treat them as if it's a business, then treat them as the professionals that they are. So let's quit with this little popcorn drill of, well, they're student athletes, right, folks? Come on, give us a call. 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you this evening. You know, we're just on the air, just trying to share some information with you. I want to talk a little bit more about what you don't know about recruiting, Well, I want to talk about that. Quick, come back to that piece about what you don't know about recruiting. All right.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA.
We're back. And I just figured I'd bring you back and we continue our conversation. Because I think what I've shared thus far has been some very interesting information. But I want to move on to the subject that I really and truly wanted to cover. Just give you some little tips on things that you may not know or may not totally be aware of in the recruiting game. And as time go on, I will continue to share this information with you so that you can stay sharp and you can stay on top of what you need to do to be the best possible supporter that you are. Be your child's biggest advocate, as we like to say. Help us help you here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. You know, in talking about what you, may not know. Because I want to give some of you some credit. Some of you out there are very sharp and are very in tune with what's going on in this recruiting process. So I should say may not know, okay? Because some of you are, like I said, well aware. You know, as you think about being a part of the recruiting process. And you just think about everyday life for our children and everyday life for us, if that's the way you, you know, really and truly want to look at it. In everyday life, we are exposed to approximately 5,000 marketing ads per day. Approximately 5,000 marketing ads per day. That's quite a bit. We're constantly being bombarded by marketing ads. We're constantly being bombarded by little things that wants to trigger our mind and stimulate us and get us thinking about this, that, or whatever. On a daily basis, 5,000. And if you're in a big city, you may even be exposed to more than that. But we're talking about the average individual. 5,000 marketing ads per day. And college recruiters, those folks that's out here that's looking at, you know, just trying to convince your child to come to this particular institution, they know that. So any piece of correspondence or any piece of material that they send out is a part of that marketing advertisement. It's a part of that try to draw you in strategy. You know, even when you look at the simplest thing coming from a college coach, it is very carefully planned out on what he sends out to you. He's not just going to send out some of this everyday junk mail. If you notice and you look at any piece of correspondence that the coach has sent to your house, sent there for your child, you know, he's drawing your child into the conversation just by reading that very first line. We want you to be a part of our program. We can see you dressed in our Carolina blue. We can see you part of the Crimson Tide. Roll Tide with John Smith. We want to make you a Bruin, UCLA. We want to make you a Husky, UConn. All those first lines that your child sees is part of that marketing strategy that the coaches are putting into play. They'll even go as far as doing the very same thing if they took the time to call your house. And, you know, they will make that phone call and, you know, even if your child is in school, and, you know, we have to carefully monitor that and watch out for that and all these little things that coaches may try to do. But say, for example, you know, your child let it roll over to voicemail. Coaches nowadays understand that our generation of children, you know, the group that's out there now, the millennials and so on and so forth and all that, they understand that they want to hear, they're so caught up in the world of instant gratification. They're so caught up in the world of, you know, let's put all that little fluff aside and let's go straight to the meat of the conversation. You know, many of us that's listening to the show this evening, you would look at a piece of correspondence coming from someone, and the first thing that you normally would look for, and I find myself doing it as well, introducing yourself. When I'm telling folks about the Parents Coach and Parents Network, I normally introduce myself. You're receiving this piece of correspondence from M.A. Scott, founder and CEO of the Parents Coach and Parents Network and host of the blog talk radio show, Parents Coach and Parents Network as well. You know, I may say something along those lines. But nowadays, with the bringing in of the emails, and the text messages, and the Twitters, and all these other social media outlets, all that conversation has been cut down to what parents? And I want you to remember this. What has it been cut down to? It's been cut down to 140 characters. 140 characters. What do I mean by that? The size of a tweet. It's not a whole lot of conversation. The conversation is straight and it's to the point because they understand that's the world our children live in today. They live in the world of straight and to the point. Let's not give you a long dissertation of, hey, I'm coach so-and-so and so-and-so. Here's my winning record, here's this, here's that. No. They want to know how they're going to fit into your program. And what the coaches do, they make sure that they're right there in front, on top, in your face. So that's one of the things that they do to lure our kids in. Because they know that our kids don't want to take the time to read into all that stuff. They want to know, what you got for me? I want to know what's going on now. Where do I fit into your program now? How much playing time will I get once I get to your campus? They know that's what our children are looking to hear. They don't want to hear about, well, we're going to put you out there, we're going to let you develop for a while, and we're going to let you see. No, they want to know what's going on now. And the coaches fill their letters with that type of information up front. So they take out all that introduction. They jump straight into it. They understand the fact that 140 characters is all they have to play for. What else do? They make sure that they are able to, when they're talking to your child, whether or not they're talking to them at the school, or whether or not they're in, sitting in your home, or whether or not, you know, they're talking to them during an official visit or unofficial visit, any type of face-to-face conversation that they have, they're making sure that that conversation is entertaining. It's going to entertain your child. It's going to be something that's going to keep his or her attention. It's something that's going to be persuasive. They're going to try to persuade your child to, you know, make that decision. Where do you want to go? What are we going to need? What do we need to do to say that, yeah, you want to come here? And in the end, They want to be able to teach a little something out of that. Because if the child sees that it's entertaining, persuasive, and they can teach a little something out of it, guess what? He or she has a tendency to go there because he or she has now formed their opinion that this coach knows this coach is on point. You know, we look at all the way down to a simple piece of correspondence. Simple piece of correspondence that, you know, your child may receive, starting from the subject line, parents. And this conversation is to you, parents, and you need to share this and look at this for yourself. Starting from the subject line. That subject line is designed to draw your child's attention. Because we all know we do the same thing. If you look at a piece of correspondence that comes to your house for you, and that subject line or that heading or whatever, or just looking at the envelope, and you realize that, this ain't something I'm really and truly want, you may throw that piece of mail to the side. But if it's something that draws you in, not necessarily saying that you want something, because most of the time now we look at things and say, oh, we want something, what do we have to give up? But if it says something as simple as, I need your assistance, not I need your help, I need your assistance, now it's going to draw you in because you want to find out, well, why you need my assistance? Who am I? What makes my assistance of value? So that subject line draws you in. Subject line on the email. Subject line on a piece of correspondence. Subject line in a social media. How many times you scrolling down through social media and you're looking at all the different pictures, looking at all the different things that your friends have posted or whatever, but one subject line catches your attention. You stop and decide to read it. Because that subject line drew you in. That's what recruiters are doing. College recruiters are doing to our children when they're attempting to make that call, connection. They're going to talk about everything. They can talk about everything except a scholarship. They can talk about everything except about the recruiting process. Why? Because they figure they got time for all that. Especially if they're starting early on. They're going to draw that child's attention. And parents, this is where we need to be aware, educate ourselves, and at the same time turn around and educate our children on this process and how this is done. Again, you heard me say it several times over and over. A lot of these coaches use car salesmen. They can sell the dough out of a biscuit without even breaking the crust. They got to make their livelihood. Even like I said, when a coach calls and leaves a message on your child's phone, he's not going to, again, call and say, hey, this is Coach Jones, and I'm calling from the University of Smithville, and I'm interested in sitting down talking to Jonathan about coming to our school. No, he's going to give it to you, and he's going to draw your child in from the initial step and from the initial word. The conversation may even start out like this. Hey, John, I had a chance to catch a game last night. You had a good turnout. I liked the way you scored, and, you know, you did some things that I think would be really big in our program. What did I change? I changed from my monotone voice up to a very exciting voice. Added a little excitement in there. And on top of all that, I talked about your child first. I talked about your child to the point of drawing him in. Because if I didn't talk about him or her, then guess what?
your child may not even be interested in our conversation. So I threw it out there to talk about your child first, to let him continue to listen. And in saying all that, what these coaches are doing, they're adding that part in there. They're throwing that out there. Had a chance to catch a game. Was a great game. You know, love the way you handled the ball. I think you'll be a great asset to our program. Finish it off with, give me a call back when you get a chance. I know you're in school right now. Hope you're having a great day. Wow. Wow. Do you think your child is not going to be excited, especially if that was a school that he or she may be interested in? Be excited to get to that phone call as soon as they step out the door or have an opportunity to make that call? Yes, they sure will. The way the coaches have been trained, that's the way these recruiters have been trained to simply draw you in to the process, so to draw your child, excuse me, into the process. It's part of their sales technique. It's a great thing for you to know, folks, and great thing for you to help your child see through. At the end of the day, your child and that program should be the best possible fit. Should be the best possible fit. Because if it's not a good fit for your child will may be there for every bit of 1 year, then he or she will be ringing your phone talking about they're ready to come home, or they don't like this school, or something's wrong with the program, or the coach don't know what he's doing. That's just the way it is. You know how it is. If you've been around the game for a while, you've all heard it. But that's just the way that goes. Coaches will make sure they use their voice, the inflection in their voice, just to draw your child in. And he's going to make sure that he or she will make sure that every single one of their assistants carries out the same plan of using their voice to draw your child in. Parents, this is a game that's being played, a very serious game. And I'm not saying all this to simply say that, you know, every coach and every recruiter is a bad guy. No, that's not the case. Again, understand, it's a business. They're trying to make sure that they get the right kids into their program so they can maintain a winning status, they can keep their job, stay gainfully employed, and everybody be happy thereafter. You know, there's some other parts that's been left out. That's a conversation that we need to address with someone like the NCAA or somebody. And by the way, now that I'm thinking about and talking about mentioning the NCAA, we will have a representative from the NCAA on with us on February 26th, I believe it is, which is the last Sunday evening, in the month of February. And the representative will be discussing the initial eligibility and the new website that they have put up for our children to start that initial eligibility. There's some things that have changed on that site, but it's not any major changes. It's just that they have slightly changed the focus on who should go onto that site and start inputting their information. And I'm going to let that come straight from the NCAA. So tune in February 26th, which is the last Sunday of the month, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we'll have a great guest on from the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA, just to share some information with us on the initial eligibility. and hopefully answer some questions. Again, if you want to call in and join in on this conversation, 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Yeah, just join in on the conversation and give me your thoughts on, you know, where you're at, you know, what you think. If you got something that you need to add, by all means, I'd love to hear from you. And hopefully you can share something with us that that we'll learn from. Trying to get somebody that wanted to call in on the line with us. And hopefully they can share just a little insight with us if they want to. But again, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. Now, I've been talking about some things here on, you know, things that you may not know about the recruiting process. You know, to the coaches, we have to realize, to the coaches, it's all about them being successful and landing the right kid for that program. And they're going to do what they need to do, conversation-wise, and making sure that at the same time, hey, parents, that you are, you know, okay with what's going on, that you are okay in that conversation. They're not going to just throw it out there and see if it's something that works well for the child. They're going to make sure that you're okay with it as well. Because if you're not okay with it, then guess what? It's a senseless conversation. It's a senseless conversation. Again, you can give us a call, 917-889-8095. Hit option one. And I just let them know that you want to share something with us here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. You know, love to hear from you. If you got something that you want to add to it, or just share your experience, you know. Just because I said it, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the only way things go. You know, of course, you know, there's several other experiences that many other parents have had over the years, you know, with this recruiting process. And it'd be interesting to hear if somebody has another take on, you know, how the whole thing unfolded for them. You know, so we always welcome you onto the call, 917-889-8095. That's our number here at the Parents Coach Parents Network. And again, just to let you know, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram. Twitter and Instagram, you can find us at PCP Network. On Facebook, you can find us on the Parents Coach Parents Network. Well, hopefully I've been sharing or have shared something as far as the recruiting process that you may not have been aware of. You know, it's all about you getting a better understanding for how you can best help your child. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. We must be our child's biggest advocate, and it's not something that we should allow to be optional. It should be something that we as parents must do, continue to do, and always strive to do. Be our child's biggest advocate, you know, because without that, without us being there for our children, who else should be there? If we're not there, who else should be there? We can't ask anyone else to be there if we're not there doing our part. And how can we effectively do our part, parents? Well, we can effectively do our part if we know the process, if we know the game. Thing that is
thrown out there, that's something that we must do, must know, must be a part of. As always. Well, you know, we're winding down for about the last few minutes here on the show. I mentioned a few things about the recruiting process, you know, and looking back and thinking about how our coaches able to convince our children that their program is the right program. You know, even when you go on a official visit or when you're on a visit on a college campus, you know, the coaches are thinking then, and I'm giving you this information because I had the opportunity to, you know, just listen to a lecture. And it was from a, college coach recruiting seminar. And in listening to that lecture, this is the information that they were feeding the coaches. This is the information that they were telling the coaches, hey, coach, this is how you win over your prospective candidate or your prospective recruit. So now I'm turning that around. I'm coming back sharing that with you as a parent of that prospective recruit. You know, even when it boils down to going on a visit, whether or not it's an official visit or unofficial visit, they know that you're on that campus to solely try to find out if that's the right fit for them. You know, you roll out the red carpet and all that kind of, they know all about that. That's all well fine and then. They're being told that you expect that. That's what's going to happen. But the thing that they need to make sure, if they're really trying to convince you to come and be a part of their program, that you don't find that one thing that's wrong with their program. So they give you the latitude of having some time to yourself. They're told, hey, give them some time. Give them about an hour or so. Let them walk around the campus and see some things for themselves. You know, let them get a chance to talk to some of the other folks, that, you know, other students that's out here on campus. You know, they're even at the point of, you know, it became such an art for them to work you while you're there, while you're out there on an official visit. They even been told, well, no, don't let one of your seniors come out and be the host. Bring in one of your freshmen that you have thoroughly communicated with to be the host of that potential incoming prospect. Because a senior may be a little bit too salty. A senior may already have some other opinions knowing that he or she is moving on. But you want to bring in that freshman. That freshman student is going to sit there and tell that family, oh, it's just great here. I love it here. You know, I'm having such a good. You want to bring in that one to make that connection. So this is the game plan that the college coaches are coming at your child with. That's what it's all about. At the end of the day, they want to make sure that you don't find anything wrong with their program while you're out there visiting their campus. They want to make sure that there's no animosity going on within the team. You know, if you have a little girl that's, you know, if your daughter is looking at a particular school and her two hosts or she's hanging out with the team and they got some drama going on over the boys or they got some stuff going on that just doesn't look right or feel right for her,
I want to make sure all that is not ever seen. So parents, know that when you go on these visits, know that when you're interacting with these coaches, do not take anything that they are sharing with you at face value. You know, I started out talking about the coaches being, you know, family piece. I started out talking about, you know, how they put together these scripts, you know, subject line on the email, calling your child on the phone, all of that. All of that has been scripted. They're running the biggest reality show we've ever seen. Again, this is not the knockdown coach. There are a whole bunch of sincere and true-to-form coaches out there. But for the most part, the coaches that are working, that are trying to really and truly convince your child to come to their program, they're going by this playbook. They're going by this script. Because they want to make sure at the end of the day, they're able to bring your child in. They're able to bring your child in. Well, folks, I see that I didn't have a whole lot of callers this evening. I know a few that I'm looking at, the numbers here are on the line. They normally just call in just to listen to the show, and I appreciate them, faithful listeners. But I didn't see anyone that had indicated that they were interested in joining the conversation. You can always join us at any given time when you call in and you want to be a part of the conversation, 917-889-8095. I'm going to say that number again, 917-889-8095. We'd love to hear from you here on the Parents Coach Parents Network because that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. Our whole sole purpose is here to support you as the parent of the next group of students. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's not an optional thing. That's not a questionable thing. That's what it's really and truly all about, folks. Help us help you. That's our motto here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. That is truly our motto. So I hope you've enjoyed our show. Again, you can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram. And you can find us every Sunday evening here on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, it looks like in the near future, folks, that you may even be able to find us on YouTube as we may be looking at bringing in a YouTube channel and just sharing some of this information with you so you can see our lovely and smiling faces on a regular basis and, you know, just us sharing some PowerPoint information with you as far as what's going on here in the world of recruiting. It's not going to be some stuff we're going to fabricate. Of course, we're going to go to the source. We're going to go to the source and hopefully share it with you in a real, true light. So, folks, on that note, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. I'm going to ask my man, Mr. Keith Wright, to take us out. Take us out, Keith.
The game had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the plumber, out the pen. But I'm hating dead. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education I have.